From Washington, this is VOA News. Unity rally draws historic crowd in France. Deadly pair of bombings hit market in northeast Nigeria. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Almost 4 million people from every race and religion filled the streets of Paris and other French cities Sunday in solidarity with the 17 people killed in last week's terrorist attacks in Paris. French officials say it was the largest street demonstration in the country's history. More than 40 world leaders joined French President François Hollande in linking arms for a walk through Paris. They included Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. 12 journalists and two policemen were massacred last Wednesday at the offices of Charlie Hebdo, a satirical magazine known for poking fun at all religions, including Islam. Two Islamic militant brothers carried out the attack. They were ambushed and killed by French police on Friday. Another terrorist gunman murdered four hostages at a kosher supermarket in Paris Friday before he was killed when police stormed the building. Amedi Coulibaly was an associate of the brothers. French police are continuing the search for Coulibaly's girlfriend, Hayat Boumediene. The U.S. will be hosting a summit in Washington next month on preventing violent extremism. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder will host.
We must deal not only with holding accountable those people who would perpetrate such heinous acts, but we must also deal with the underlying causes that cause these things to occur, that somehow radicalize people to take these actions that we all find to be an affront to humanity.
The White House says the meeting will highlight best practices and emerging efforts to address extremism. This is VOA News. Two explosions ripped through a market in northeastern Nigeria Sunday, the second attack in as many days, using young girls strapped with explosives. The blasts struck within minutes of each other at a crowded mobile phone market in Yobe State. Security officials say at least 5 people were killed in the attack, including the 2 bombers. 21 others were injured. The blast came a day after a bomb strapped to a girl, believed to be just 10 years old, detonated at a crowded market in a northeastern city of Maiduguri, killing at least 19 people. There's been no claim of responsibility. Lebanese officials say a series of suicide bombs attacked on a cafe in the northern city of Tripoli have left at least 9 people dead and 37 wounded. Witnesses say 2 bombers set off explosives at a cafe located in a predominantly Alawite neighborhood in Lebanon's second largest city. Indonesian authorities say they have pinpointed the location of the missing flight and data recorders from that downed Air Asia flight 8501. All 162 people aboard were killed when the plane went down in the Java Sea December 28th. Ron Corbin reports.
Divers hope calmer waters Monday will let them find and retrieve the black boxes and fuselage. Hugh Ritchie, chief executive of Sydney-based Aviation Consultants International, says recovery of the plane's airframe and black boxes will provide clues for the cause of the accident.
In terms of the airframe, yes, they've got to get the airframe. They've got to see what's occurred. They've got to try and find out what's happened to the aircraft.
Investigators say if the flight recorders are largely undamaged, an initial report into the crash could then take several weeks, with a formal report expected to take up to 1 year. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Authorities in Pakistan say an oil tanker apparently speeding on the wrong side of a road struck a passenger bus head-on early Sunday, killing at least 62 people near the southern port city of Karachi. A few people did escape the inferno by jumping out of bus windows. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his country's economy is poised to take a quantum leap forward. Mr. Modi told several world leaders Sunday at the vibrant Gujarat Business Summit and India will quickly complete economic reforms. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry was there and called for a sharp increase in bilateral trade.
Together, we can create an environment where all of our companies play leading roles in bringing cutting-edge technologies, equipment, capital, and know-how, not just to India, but to countless countries that need this growth and development now.
Secretary Kerry led the U.S. delegation to Gujarat and laid the groundwork for a visit by President Barack Obama later this month to India. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.